FM, Charleston.
NBC Radio News. By a 27 to 11 vote, President Nixon's impeachment has been recommended by the House Judiciary Committee. I'm Don Alexander. The stage has been set for an impeachment vote on the House floor following tonight's action by the Judiciary Committee. Here's how it sounded as Chairman Peter Rodino called for the tally on the proposed first article of impeachment, a charge of alleged obstruction of justice against President Nixon for the Watergate cover-up.
Clerk will report.
27 members have voted aye. 11 members have voted no.
And pursuant to the resolution, Article 1, that resolution is adopted and will be reported to the House.
This is Peter Hackus at the House Judiciary Committee. It was really all over when it came to voting on the revised impeachment Article 1. Just before that, we had had a vote on the revisions, which had taken 3 days to hammer out. That vote, 27 to 11, was the way it would go on the final vote, 6 of the 17 Republicans joining all 21 Democrats. Democrat Flowers of Alabama and Republican Fish of upstate New York, who had voted for the article, asked for and were given time to explain, especially to their home area voters, why their consciences forced them to vote for impeachment. As of now, the president stands impeached as far as this committee is concerned, regardless of future votes.
A report from the Western White House and more news in a moment.
This is Ray Scott for the President's Council on Physical Fitness and Sports. Sometimes we're accused of exaggerating the importance of a game, along with millions of Americans across the country. Well, maybe so. But one thing is sure. We certainly under-exaggerate the importance of physical fitness and sports among our children. We send our kids to the best schools we can to get the best education they can, and yet we often completely neglect their physical education. Phys ed departments are usually the first to suffer when budgets are cut. That's why we urge you to support the physical education departments in your schools and to make sure your kids are getting the kind of programs and instruction that will do them the most good. Physical fitness can help them develop into healthier adults and help them live up to their full potential. For more information, write the President's Council on Physical Fitness and Sports, Washington, D.C., 20201.
From the Western White House, there's still no official reaction to the Judiciary Committee's action. Correspondent Russ Ward is in San Clemente.
It has been nearly an hour since the committee vote, and the White House, while promising a statement of reaction shortly, still has said nothing. It can be assumed Mr. Nixon is aware of the vote. Press Secretary Ronald Ziegler said the president was being kept informed through reports from top aides. The committee impeachment vote was not a surprise. Ziegler, Sinclair, and other aides have maintained all along the committee has been conducting an unfair proceeding. As for action by the full House, the president is described as absolutely confident he will not be impeached.
The latest Harris poll shows 53% of those interviewed favoring presidential impeachment by the House. 47% want Mr. Nixon to be convicted by the Senate and thus ousted from office. But the poll shows that 55% of the American public is doubtful Congress will take this drastic action. A federal court jury in Washington today returned a guilty verdict against California Lieutenant Governor Ed Reinecke, accused of perjury. You're listening to NBC News.
This is Steve Porter, NBC News, New York. Between the names in the news, the places in the news, and the world problems in the news, our NBC correspondents at home and overseas are on the job 24 hours a day covering the news and sometimes uncovering it. What you're hearing on this broadcast is up to the minute, as of now. But significant developments on any of these stories could warrant a hotline report before the next hourly newscast. So stay informed. Stay tuned to NBC Radio.
The situation becomes more desperate with each tick of the clock in Huntsville, Texas, where hostages are being held by a band of convicts held by lifer Fred Carrasco. The takeover of the prison library at the Texas State Penitentiary took place on Wednesday afternoon, and most of the 11 civilian hostages are women. Interviewed by telephone, Carrasco claimed he didn't want to kill the hostages, but their lives are in jeopardy unless prison officials guarantee his freedom. Greece and Turkey are reported close to a preliminary peace agreement covering Cyprus, but experts in Geneva Geneva are still working on the text, and an accord may not be signed before Sunday. On Cyprus itself, Turkish troops, according to UN observers, have halted their territorial advance. Tight security has been thrown around British bases, considered likely targets for a bomb blitz threatened by Irish guerrillas. The Hour's lead story, the House Judiciary Committee has recommended President Nixon be impeached for alleged obstruction of justice in connection with the Watergate cover-up. This is Don Alexander, NBC News.